This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The International Energy Agency said today that renewables have passed coal as the world's biggest source of global electrical capacity. That is potential power, not actual power generation right now. The IEA says China and India have led to a lot of that renewables growth and that the U.S. and European Union are, in fact, lagging behind. Marketplace's Andy Uhler explains a lot of that. It comes down to some pretty simple economics.
Stagnant growth of renewables in the U.S. comes down to something you probably learned about in your high school economics class, demand.
We actually have pretty flat demand for electricity, and flat demand is expected in the United States in the coming years.
That's Michael Tubman. He works for the Center for Climate and Energy Solutions. He says China and India are growing so quickly, they don't have a choice but to deploy any means necessary to keep up with electricity demand. In the U.S., we're doing fine with what we've got right now.
We definitely have an older grid. China and India are rebuilding theirs from ground start. We need to look at what the newest technology is for our infrastructure and try to deploy that.
And we've been deploying that technology to some extent. The U.S. is second in wind and fourth in solar globally. Greg Nimmitt teaches energy policy at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He says we lack regulatory stability as opposed to, say, Germany, where they have 20-year price contract guarantees for renewables.
That gives you a lot of stability. It takes away a lot of uncertainty, and it makes a lot of investments safe that otherwise would be risky.
The U.S. is moving in that direction, albeit a bit slower. Eric Ortz is a professor of global environmental leadership at the Wharton School of Business.
I could see very easily a future where you start to have the U.S. pretty solid on this. It's very possible to see the policy framework coming in place to solidify this change in the renewable picture.
But he says that's certainly not going to happen until at least after the election. I'm Andy Uhler for Marketplace.